see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government is reforming its permanent migration system to select better educated, higher skilled and younger migrants to address workers' shortages. The permanent migration program will remain capped at 185,000 places, with over 70% of places reserved for skilled migrants. The government will prioritise applications from onshore migrants rather than those from overseas across both the skilled and family streams. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, or FECA, says while it's relieved there have not been cuts to migration numbers, its chair Peter Doukas says FECA is concerned about its impact on the economy.
I mean, we're looking at this very carefully. Obviously, how it's implemented will determine the success of the policy. Migration is the cornerstone of the Australian success story. So over-restricting migration, in our view, is a danger to not only the economy more broadly, but also to the Australian success that we've had about the brand of Australia as an open and embracing country. So for us, we're looking at it with a little bit of concern, but we're hopeful that the implementation will be sensible.
An additional 4,000 migrant trade workers will be able to enter the workforce each year as the government accelerates skill assessments and occupational licences. It's expected to reduce the time taken to enter the workforce by at least 6 months. The federal government says it will spend millions of dollars over the next 4 years to strengthen the integrity of Australia's migration system. $74.2 million will be spent to address what the government has described as misuse of the protection visa system by strengthening merit and judicial review systems within the federal and family courts. The Department of Home Affairs will receive almost $20 million in extra funding to boost its ability to scrutinise onshore and offshore student visa applications.
Onshore and offshore visa applications for students are heavily restricted at the moment. And I think that that adding further restrictions to this undermines our world-class education sector that was once in the top five export industries that we had, and ultimately has the danger of contributing to a brain drain if we're looking for the best and brightest in workers, why aren't we looking for the best and brightest in students, and why are those restrictions necessary in the broader context of the economy seeking smart people to contribute?
In the area of disability care, the government has confirmed changes in the budget to cut access to the National Disability Insurance Scheme in a bid to save almost $38 billion over the next 4 years. A standardised assessment process will be established to decide on eligibility, a change previously announced by Health Minister Mark Butler that is estimated will see 160,000 people exit the scheme. Sherry Bailiwis is the Chief of Policy Advocacy Programs at Disability Advocacy Network.
Drastic is a appropriate word. I think we are going to see some unprecedented changes with the scheme, including access. We can anticipate that there will be a large amount of people exiting the scheme, difficulties accessing the scheme as well as seeing a reduction to plans as well.
$3 billion has also been earmarked over 5 years to establish foundational supports outside of the NDIS. That money is to be matched by state and territories as agreed by National Cabinet. Lara Kisson is the Acting Chief Executive Officer of the National Ethnic Disability Alliance. She says any moves by the federal government to address fraud in the NDIS are welcome, especially in multicultural communities.
We recognise the government's focus on sustainability and integrity in the NDIS, and NDIS participants from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds are often more vulnerable to provider fraud, and we support any steps to address this issue. With the other announced changes, the impact is really going to hinge on how the changes are rolled out. Culturally and linguistically diverse participants are already more likely to face system navigation barriers and limited access to advocacy. So changes to eligibility or funding could increase the risk of confusion, disengagement, and even the spread of misinformation.
One disability support program previously announced is Thriving Kids, with the government setting aside $2 billion over the next 5 years to establish the program. $1.4 billion has been allocated to be paid to the states and territories to deliver the services in the program that will specifically be for autistic children under the age of 8. The government is also investing $1.2 billion in First Nations communities and closing the gap over 5 years. As part of Tuesday's budget, SNAIC is the biggest national non-governmental body advocating for Indigenous children. Chief Executive Catherine Little says she would have liked to have seen more done to support Indigenous children in this budget.
I think this budget was flagged as the budget for generation fairness. For Aboriginal children and families, it's the budget of missed opportunity. There's very little funding dedicated to Aboriginal responses. There were plenty of community-led solutions on the table and very little commitment at a time when Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and families and the services that support them are under scrutiny and needing support the most.
Closing the gap funding includes $299 million for the Remote Jobs and Economic Development Program, aimed at doubling the number of remote jobs from 3,000 to 6,000. There is also $218 million towards ending gendered violence, $144 million in new funding for health infrastructure across Aboriginal community-controlled health services, and $113 million for programs aimed at improving educational outcomes. Miss Little has welcomed support for community-controlled, culturally safe service, Our Ways, Strong Ways, Our Voices initiative, which was launched in early 2026, saying it will play a strong and critical role in ensuring First Nations families get help when needed. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!